Gadda CPAC 2021. Good to have you. As you know, anybody that listens to this program over the last many years, I simply tell you that the greatest people you meet all come from Michigan. At one point or another, I mean, just the way it works, right? My next guest, David Safavian, General Counsel of the American Conservative Union. He went to the Michigan State University Law School. We were just talking about that. Grew up in Gros Eel, correct?
Beautiful Gros Eel.
There you go. So you said you love Michigan, just not in February.
Love Michigan, just not in February. That's not to be confused for loving the University of Michigan as a Michigan Stater. Never liked the University of Michigan, okay. But everything else, good.
Yeah, for all you folks listening at 1600 Wham, that's the way it goes. you can't make everybody happy. At any rate, looking at this administration, I mean, I'm looking at people that are being vetted to be in the cabinet saying the most remarkable things. The woman, I think her last name is Holland, Deb Holland, running for Interior, has no idea about public lands or fracking or jobs being lost. And Xavier Becerra, running for Health and Human Services, up yep. for that nomination, the Attorney General of the State of California.
No health care background whatsoever.
Doesn't know anything about anything.
Nope.
What do you think about partial birth abortions or, you know, sex selection for abortions? Yeah, I don't have an opinion. I mean, how do you not have an opinion on that?
You know, they've all, and I've gone through the confirmation process, right? And when I was confirmed, they told you, you've got to not commit the administration to anything. This is what they're doing. They're trying to avoid being tagged and locked into a position.
Right. So as we look at America in 2021, it's a different place. It certainly is with this administration. And so we talk about America First. We talk about justice reform and the things that were done by the previous administration,
yep.
you know, the First Step Act and things of that nature. And I see a whole host of these things just getting trashed, not because they're bad policies or bad plans, but Trump did it. So therefore, we'll just throw it out. If Trump did it, it has to be. I mean, this is the mentality, isn't it?
It's a little bit 1984-ish. They're trying to erase Trump from every bit of history books. Trump could have saved the world from UFOs, and they would say, well, it's not good enough because Trump did it. Criminal justice reform, Trump was the only president that could get it done, not Obama, not Clinton. It was Trump that got it done, and now you hear people going, oh, well, it really wasn't that good. These people have Trump derangement syndrome.
Today, I mean, they have a fatal attraction to the man. I mean, at some point, Nancy Pelosi is going to be in the kitchen boiling a rabbit. I mean, at some point, you just go, well, you know, what the heck?
Yeah, but Steve, if you don't have an agenda, you got to have a boogeyman. And they don't have an agenda that they don't want the people to see what they're actually doing.
Minneapolis decides to be the first city to fly the flag of defunding the police and scaling back. And all of a sudden, we're reading now in the last couple of weeks, they're 200 officers short of where they've normally been to be fully staffed. They're having big problems. They have an emergency funding of $6.5 million sent through. And so when it comes to safety, neighborhood safety, a justice reform, all of a sudden, the Democrats realize we've got a problem because the moms in the suburbs that apparently voted for Joe Biden, right,
yep.
in large part, are saying, wait a second, I can't go anywhere. And if you don't live in the cities, who's going to go downtown to see a basketball game or a baseball game or a if there are no police, who's going to take their kid, first of all, to pay the outrageous price to go to any of these events and then to have no safety and no security?
You know, but I'll take it one step further, because it's not just the white suburban moms, right?
All right.
If you think about the inner cities, the people who live in the cities like Detroit, they're the ones that get victimized most often.
Which you're very familiar with, obviously.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I'm familiar with it. And, you know, this whole craziness about defunding the police, the first people that are going to be harmed are urban communities.
The ones that can least afford.
They're the ones that can't afford private security.
Well, sure. If you're elderly and you're in one of these neighborhoods, and the gang is on the corner selling drugs or doing whatever they're doing, and you can't escape that, and they say defund the police, you become more victimized.
You know, it's easy for a limousine liberal to say defund the police and then go back to their gated community, you know, where they've got their private security to take care of things. It's a lot harder when you're living down in Hamtramck and you don't have a choice because you're in public housing or because you just, you know, you can't afford to move.
Right.
And that's what's the real problem is everything that this administration is doing, everything that the progressives are doing, it's really easy to talk about, but they're not willing to live it. You know, come talk to me when you've lived down in the middle of East Detroit or, you know, anywhere in the city.
Right.
Not anywhere. And, you know, you go out and you don't get robbed or you don't get victimized.
Sure.
That's what defunding the police does.
I mean, you go to Greektown, there's certain places, and this is true of any city in America. There's certain areas generally that are protected, and then the rest, good luck. You're on your own. David Safavian here, General Counsel of the American Conservative Union. We're here at CPAC, the conference for the Political Action Committee, the Conservative Political Action Conference. David, where do we go then? What do you see? Look into your crystal ball. You've been in Washington, and you've been in the mix for a very long time. People are pushing back, whether it's people saying urban safety isn't there, suburban moms say the safety isn't there. We don't want to lock up people for these drug crimes. But on the same token, if you're a criminal and you're not legally in the country, you got to go. And that's not happening either. Where do we go from here?
You know, normally I'm the optimist in our office, right? And it's hard to be optimistic when you see some of these crazy ideas coming out. I mean, the thing that they're taking up today is transgender equity, which is literally going to destroy Title IX, right? Everything is coming in over the top. It is the progressives' wish list.
Wasn't Title IX designed to protect women?
It absolutely was.
And what's happening now?
So they want to pass a bill that basically says if you identify as female, even though you're male, you can go anywhere you want.
Now, didn't the Chinese try this during the Olympics on a handful of occasions and get thrown out, and the East Germans, they kept trying to, I mean, seriously.
That's true. I remember the 80s.
They would get jacked up with testosterone, and they would disqualify them. But in this case, we're taking it to the next step, not even conceivable years ago. And it's all perfectly normal?
You know, I don't think it's perfectly normal. I think in the liberal bubble, they feel like it's normal. But outside in places like Michigan and Ohio, that's where I'm starting to get the sense that people are getting a little tired of it already, and we're not even in the 100-day mark.
No, we're just over 1 month.
Yeah. I mean, they are doing their dream list and overreaching like Democrats do.
Right. You got a minute more?
Absolutely.
All right, so we're gonna stick through this break. David Safavian, General Counsel of the American Conservative Union. A proud Michigan man, although he doesn't like it so much in February. I get that. He ran away from home a number of years ago, and we just brought him in for a moment. We're going to continue with a couple more minutes right after the break right here on the Steve Gruber Show, live from CPAC 2021. Don't go anywhere. Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put